This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
January 19th was officially National Popcorn Day, and to celebrate, we are going to talk to someone who knows all about popcorn. Adam Ingberman is the Director of Digital Marketing for Prospector Popcorn. Not only is Prospector Popcorn delicious with all sorts of sweet, savory combinations, but they also help create a competitive and inclusive work environment for people living with disabilities. Employees are known as prospects, and they have a passion for their product, something they call sparkle, which is doing what you love. The prospects mine for sparkle and transform it into everything they do. So who doesn't love that idea? Please welcome Adam from Prospector Popcorn to the Janice Dean Podcast. Adam, thank you for being here, and happy National Popcorn Day.
Thank you. Happy National Popcorn Day to you.
How did National Popcorn Day happen?
National Popcorn Day, it's a bit of a mystery. The understanding is it's in January because it used to have something to do with the Super Bowl. But the Super Bowl is later and later, and it basically stuck, and it's become an agreement that January 19th is National Popcorn Day.
Wonderful. Well, I love popcorn. I think it's universal. Most people do. Are you a butter popcorn guy, or do you like all sorts of flavors?
I like all sorts of flavors, and what you have to know about Prospector Popcorn is we make gourmet popcorn.
Yes.
So we make delicious popcorn like Belgian chocolate toffee and buffalo cheddar and strawberry ice cream. So they're delicious.
Oh, my goodness. Now, how long has Prospector Popcorn been around?
We've been making gourmet popcorn at the Prospector Theater in Ridgefield, Connecticut for almost 10 years. In the last 2 years, we've taken Prospector Popcorn online and to a national audience.
And how did you do that?
We developed a website, and we created social media channels, and we have a very loyal local audience. And through just our own promotion and people's talking about us and gifting our popcorn, we have sold gourmet popcorn in all 50 states.
That's amazing. What's the most popular popcorn, would you say? Or does it depend on a state?
I can say that our most popular popcorn is our Belgian chocolate toffee. It is a Belgian chocolate drizzled over our caramel-based popcorn. It's got pretzels in it, which give it that nice salty balance with the sugar, and toffee, which gives it a nice crunch.
Mm-hmm. So not only are you a wonderful popcorn maker, but you also provide inclusive employment for individuals with disabilities.
That's correct. That's the mission of the Prospector Theater and Prospector Popcorn, to create meaningful jobs for people with disabilities.
That's amazing. Which came first, the popcorn or the idea to, you know, to highlight these wonderful people?
The theater first. In 2014, the theater was founded by our visionary Val Jensen in Ridgefield, Connecticut. And at the theater, which has a commercial kitchen in it, they started making gourmet popcorn and saw firsthand that people really liked it.
Mm-hmm. And did you start off with a couple of flavors, or how did that all happen?
I don't know the complete history, but some of our original flavors include our classic caramel, the Belgian chocolate I told you about. We have this really fun flavor, maple walnut ice cream. And people adore it.
How do you come up with the flavors?
I have an excellent team. Our staff comes up with the flavors. We have approximately 8 flavors that we have year round, but then we also do seasonal flavors. For the holidays, we get peppermint bark, and iced ginger cookie. Delicious. So we think about them a lot. We think about our audience and we try things. So that's really fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you hire people? Do they apply? Do you get word of mouth? How can people join the company?
People apply just like any other job. People know us in the community. You'd find us on LinkedIn and people apply and we learn about them and we find jobs for folks who want to work at our theater.
Why do you think it's important to have more companies that employ folks, with disabilities?
Unemployment among people with disabilities is rampant in the United States. Nearly 80% of folks are unemployed, people with disabilities. And it's important because work is important. We have jobs, you and I, and when you go to work and you hold your head up and you feel good about yourself, you want to contribute. And what's interesting is that regardless of a disability, whether permanent or temporary, it doesn't take much to make it possible for someone to have a job.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an excellent, way to introduce other people to that idea I don't know, you tell me, I find the word disability sometimes not the greatest because, these people are human beings just like you and I. And just because they have challenges doesn't mean we shouldn't give them opportunities too.
I agree with that. You'd find at the Prospector Theater that, we are all prospects, whether you identify with a disability or not, and we're all held to the same standard. And you'd find folks whether you're in our box office or in our kitchen, on our board, at every level of organization. And we don't really separate ourselves that way. And we work together. It's a very nice place to work.
Mm-hmm. How many people do you employ?
Let me say approximately 170 at the theater and at the popcorn business and various other businesses we support under the Prospector umbrella.
Mm-hmm. And when you say theater, does it look like a theater? Do you have movies too?
It's a beautiful theater. It's a first-run movie theater in Ridgefield, Connecticut. We have 4 screens. It was built almost 10 years ago. And when you come see us, and I hope you do, it is a bright building, the sun shines in, there's art on all the walls, it's beautiful, it's clean, it's vibrant. We, from our guests who come see us, when we speak to them, they say things like, and I never go to another theater. And that was one of the best compliments we get from our guests.
Wow, that's amazing. And we'll be back with more of the Janice Dean podcast right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What do you hope for the future with Prospector Popcorn?
We hope to keep expanding Prospector Popcorn, keep finding new audiences in the U.S., hopefully someday international. It's a delicious product, and when people give it, they give our popcorn, but they also spread our mission for us. We'd love to find ourselves in stores, in other theaters. We sell to other theaters in Connecticut, so we would love to find other theaters who want to sell our popcorn and spread the mission. We find also when we speak to people, they say things like, thinking about the theater and popcorn, they say, we wish you were in our town. So that kind of expansion is always interesting to us.
Now, can people order it online?
For sure, at prospectorpopcorn.org. You can come and see our flavors, our seasonal flavors. We'll have some deals online for National Popcorn Day. We'll have special flavors for Valentine's Day. And we'll have loads of gifting options. It's really fun. People who know us from the theater for remember us for gifting when they're at home, just they think of us and then they send it around the country. It's excellent.
Now, do you have special popcorn tasters?
There's me. It is really fun walking into the kitchen having fresh popcorn, but no, we're all popcorn tasters.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever had a flavor that you didn't necessarily love?
I am fortunate that I have never encountered a flavor I haven't loved.
What's the weirdest flavor you've tried?
I wouldn't call it weird, but we have one that's really interesting. It's a jalapeno cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spicy jalapeno. It's got a smoky flavor to it. And it's not like a blow your head off spicy. In fact, it's on top of our classic caramel popcorn. So together you get the heat and sweet, and it's really fun.
That is kind of cool. You know, that's something that I haven't been very adventurous, doing. But my son introduced me the other day to French fries and dipping them into a chocolate milkshake. And I thought, this is crazy. But because your taste buds kind of pick up on all of those different flavors and sensations, it's kind of awesome.
Are you recommending that for a popcorn flavor?
Maybe. But I think it's important to kind of say, you know, that salty, sweet
yes.
is kind of important, and not to shy away from trying something like that.
Yes, I think that's really important. You forget it, even like a chocolate chip cookie, that it's actually kind of salty at the
yes.
same time.
Yeah. What about flavors that I can look forward to seeing with your company?
We're releasing, and we didn't have it last year, so we're really excited. We're bringing back hot chocolate this year. It has Ooh. Two kinds of chocolate and little marshmallows. And when I say this year, I mean in a couple of days.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that sounds amazing. What about, I'll tell you, I love salt and vinegar chips. Do you have salt and vinegar popcorn?
We do not have a salt and vinegar popcorn. I would say that is a very common request.
It is. Well,
yes.
I mean, can I put a request in?
Consider it done.
I would totally buy salt and vinegar popcorn. You know, when I was growing up, I would go to the movie theaters, and for a while they offered this kind of solution that you could sprinkle on your popcorn, and there were different flavors. Now, I grew up in Canada, so maybe they didn't have this in the U.S., but there were different flavors like dill pickle, salt and vinegar,
yes.
and I just would shake that thing like crazy and just coat the popcorn. I think I had a tummy ache afterwards. But I mean, those kinds of flavors might be fun to do.
We have a book of flavors that we talk about. And we think about them all the time. Did you know that per capita, Canadians consume as much popcorn as folks in the United States?
I did not know that, but I
love
that.
Just as popular.
Oh, my goodness. I think that that's a really important statistic.
Yes.
So people want to order from you. They can go online.
What's really fun about Prospector Popcorn is we sell it in our theater. We have a concession and a cafe.
Okay.
We also have a pop-up tent where we take our popcorn into the community in Connecticut and New York, and we meet people, some people who know us from the theater. So we sell it at farmers markets and other events. And then, like you said, online at prospectorpopcorn.org.
Now, if people want to have your popcorn in their community at their grocery store, how can they request that?
We don't ask your grocer. Tell them about us. Tell them about our theater. Tell them about our mission. The popcorn stands for itself. It's fantastic. And the mission, when you hear about it, it makes that much better. So yeah, try it, give it, spread the word. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Subscribe. We're constantly talking about popcorn and our mission, and happy to discuss with anyone who wants to talk to us. Just find us at prospectorpopcorn.org.
I love it. And just to see the smiling faces on your website of all the people that work with you, I mean, that just tells you everything, right?
Yes, that's the mission in action. That's exactly what you see when you see us on our website and our social channels and at the pop-ups, like I said, in the community. It's our mission in action.
Now, when you make the popcorn, do you start with the popcorn first and then you add the flavors? Is that how it works?
Yes. Popcorn is popped fresh daily. And it goes into our 10-gallon caramelizer where it's coated with caramel and other ingredients and baked. And then depending on the flavor, it's either added in the caramelizer or afterwards. So you could walk into our kitchen and see trays of warm popcorn and people are drizzling chocolate or putting sprinkles or other flavors on it.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
Yes, imagine being at work and you have to walk in there all day. It's fantastic. And it's warm in the winter. It's great.
Oh, and anybody can come visit.
We would happily have them. Find me at prospectorpopcorn.org, write to our support and ask for me. You can come for a visit.
Adam, thank you so much. This has been such a pleasure. I love popcorn, but I love it even more having talked to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thanks again to Adam Ingberman, the Director of Digital Marketing for Prospector Popcorn, for coming in today to talk about the incredible things that are popping up at his workplace. Not only are they a delicious treat, but also a beacon of inclusive employment for individuals with disabilities. With 80% of the unemployment rate among Americans with disabilities, the team at Prospector is making such a great impact, employing 75% of their staff with those that live with a disability. And as I mentioned, you have to visit their website and see these beautiful smiles to know what a great place Prospector is to work and visit and purchase all your gourmet popcorn from. If you'd like more information, you can head to their website. That's prospectorpopcorn.org. Thank you to all of my listeners. If you have someone you think should make the Dean's List, let me know at Janice Dean on Twitter or Janice Dean FNC on Instagram. Or you can rate this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.